Hi guys, welcome back to 20s Life Hack with Rizky Furamita. In this episode, I would like to talk about big fish in the pond. What does it mean? For me, it means a group of people. A group of highly important people can be a manager, can be a VP director, anyone whose time is very limited. Very precious, and even to get like 30 minutes are very hard. We really struggle to get their time. Based on the last episode, if you have listened to that, I said that I'm still struggling to get time from that kind of busy people, right? So I think I have a little insight. I think like I have like 3 points at least that I find quite effective. Those are: number one is to make a list of information. Number two is know their schedule. And number three is construct our structure, sentence structure, kind of that. Okay, so from the first one, make the list of information, can be like a to-do list, any kind of list that can actually make us remember what are informations that we require and who can actually bring us that information. So there are some important things to underline, such as: first thing first, we gotta know what we don't know. Okay, if we still in the area of we don't know what we don't know, I think that is one of the most horrible situation. I mean, like, that is the exact time to work very, very hard to give the best, to know what we actually need. Because if we don't know what we don't know, then how are people supposed to help us, right? If we cannot delegate the jobs, right? So we need to be able to split our job into smaller chunks. So after we get those smaller chunks, I think it's very important to make one point to another point, or one chunk to another chunk, is in the same size. Okay, so supposedly there is no such hard task. This is based on my observation and based on discussion with my coworker. There is no such thing as hard task. There is just big or small task. So most of the time we see big task as a hard one, and we keep on, you know, postponing until we get the mood to get it done. So actually the best possible way is to make sure that one chunk to another chunk is at the same size. So there's no such hard, but it's just the big one, and we just need to split it more, split it to a smaller chunks. I think that's all for the list of information that we need. Oh, okay, one more thing about list of information. I have ever become a the leader, I think, yeah, like the coordinator of sponsorship team. So this is also for me quite hard, because I need to get attention from, you know, the bosses, who just anyone or the stakeholder who can say, okay, I want to give the money to your organization, right? And at a time, me and my team gather around 100 million rupiah. And what we did, actually, sometimes someone that we target doesn't always directly give what we want, say the money, right? Sometimes that person can bring you to another source, okay? So it's like, okay, if that person cannot bring what I get, but at least give me something that can bring me closer to that goal, such as giving another contact person the same with this information. If we ask to the person, okay, I think she doesn't know the information, but she can bring me to the person who may know the information. And turns out it works. So it's very important to communicate the information that we need. So the second will be know their schedule. There are, I think, quite a few ways to get to know your boss's schedule. Master this the software. I think supposedly there are calendar that we can check on our boss's schedule, and after seeing the schedule, also check the schedule of the meeting room. Is it available or not? What I did, if the whole time is full book. I mean, like, if our boss's calendar is full from 9 to 5, I think we can actually double check, because usually the meeting is postponed, but the calendar is not updated yet. So just ask whether it is possible or not to get like 30 minutes of your time. Also, if it is not that confidential, I think the fastest way to get the information is just to directly go to the table. Yeah, so don't be afraid that we will be annoying. No, I don't think so. Because why? Because they work longer than us, so they know precisely their most effective way of working. So if they are distracted or disturbed, they will say it to us. Okay, sorry, I don't have time for you now, but how about at 9? Something like that. So they will not run away from us. Okay, it's just the matter of we are brave enough or not to ask for the time. And what makes us actually afraid of taking the time? For me, it's about, I always think, like, I don't know, so many times, like, am I ready or not? How if the boss asks about these questions? I always, like, I don't feel like I'm ready. I don't feel, but I think somehow we need to give the deadline in order to accomplish the goal. I think it's very important to always remember that we need to achieve our goal. That is the number one, the most important thing in terms of work. So, and that's the know their schedule. And the last thing is about construct a good structure, a good sentences. I think there is a framework called STAR, but I think there are also other framework as well, but this is one of the simplest and the most effective. STAR is an acronym of situation, task, if I'm not mistaken, action, and result. So always start with the context, because usually people are working with like four parallel projects. Okay, so starts with the context so they can switch the context. Start with the situation, give the as descriptive as possible, and then after the situation, then we should talk about the task. What are the tasks? Okay, what are the plans? Okay, and then after the plans or the task, then we should talk about the actions. What we execute, how we execute that, and the last thing is the result. Yeah, so I think it's just very logical, because to know the result, we should know what the action, and to know the action, we should know what are the tasks, and to know the task, like, we should know the situation first. So it's very logical. So I think this framework is I think works well for me. So I hope it also works for you. And I think that's all that I can share for now. Thank you so much for listening, and see you.